Welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. It's CPAC 2021 live from Orlando, Florida. We were just talking about Jen Psaki having herself tongue-tied, unable to explain the difference between the Trump administration policies of housing illegals in detention facilities and the Biden administration's housing of illegals in detention facilities. Remember, it was tearing babies from their mother's bosom when Donald Trump was president. Now it's, well, we're not putting them in cages. Well, you're putting them in you know, storage containers. The difference is, well, there isn't one, frankly. Jen Psaki caught on that a couple of times this week. Joining me here to talk more about it, former Congressman John Hostetler. He represented Indiana's 8th Congressional District, Evansville area, southern Indiana. John, good to have you here.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you.
Greatly appreciate it. So when we talk about security, national security, in a pandemic, you've got the Democrats trying to ram through a bill that'll give citizenship to, we don't really know how many people. Some people say 11 million. Some people say 15. If you look at the Yale studies, it could be over 20 million people that are in the country illegally today. You've got California that has representation in Congress, maybe as many as 5 congressional seats they really don't deserve because they're counting illegals. And so you have, what, 750,000 people represented on average. Right. So if you have 3.5 million people in California or 4 illegally, that's 5 seats in Congress that they neither deserve or should have legally. Where am I wrong?
Well, you're not wrong at all, Steve. And the other day I was having a conversation being interviewed by my former speaker, Newt Gingrich, and we talked a little bit about the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. He was in Congress at that time. I wasn't. And he mentioned that as they were trying to sell that amnesty, that first unprecedented amnesty,
right,
they gave a particular number of estimates of folks in the country at that time that it would apply to, and ultimately over 10 times that number were given amnesty, were legalized as a result of that. Now, I don't know that we're going to go from 11 million or to 110 million, but there is going to be massive fraud. It's simply the precedent.
It comes with the territory.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if it goes to 100 million either, except that we know now that our caravans headed toward the border. We know that the numbers now have spiked just in the last 30 days. If you talk to people at the border, the numbers of people showing up illegally at the border and coming across has already increased dramatically since Joe Biden took the oath of office.
It sure has. And we at the Texas Public Policy Foundation in 2019, when that surge took place, stood up a border security coalition, and that border security coalition is now over 30 members of groups and major opinion leaders in the subject, and we are very concerned, and Texas is very concerned about the draw that is being realized as the result of the rest of the world knowing that the Biden administration is going to be very lax at the border.
You know, we sit here in Florida, and you know, and it seemed like a joke, but the thing is, it wasn't a joke. It was said in all seriousness here a few days ago, which was they should ban travel to Florida because Florida is a free state, because Governor Ron DeSantis has taken a completely different approach. Florida is a free state. I come from Michigan, not a free state. And so open the southern border with Mexico, but ban Florida. I mean, the absurdity, but it was said in all seriousness. And the absurdity of that is not lost on so many people.
Well, at the first day of the Biden administration, the Department of Homeland Security stop rolling people in the Remain in Mexico program. And that was the program that was almost solely responsible for the drastic decrease in apprehensions at the border, because folks were coming to the border requesting asylum.
Sure.
And as a result of the previous precedent, they were being processed and then released into the interior. But President Trump's Remain in Mexico program sent them to Mexico. Well, when folks found out, and the cartels and the human smugglers found out that their clients were not going to be released in the interior, that process dropped. Well, when he did that on the first day, January 20th,
right,
in that same order, they had a final paragraph that said, please understand that the legislation that we've recently got, the legislation, this is from the Biden administration, DHS, said that it's only going to apply to people who were here before January 1st, 2021. So please don't come across the border.
Right.
This was written in a official DHS directive to give the impression that we weren't going to draw hundreds of thousands and possibly millions of people to the border.
Which is exactly what happened, obviously.
Yes.
So here's the question going forward, John, and that's simply this. A judge, I think it happened again yesterday.
Right.
banned the moratorium on deportations, just flat out banned. I mean, he put 14 days, then 14 days. And now it's just, I think it's banned going forward.
Indefinite injunction. So
it's remarkable, but we sit here, our hope to keep the United States safe from this invasion, if you will, is in the courts. And so far, it's doing well. What do you think happens if it makes it to the Supreme Court? Do you trust the Supreme Court to handle questions of illegal aliens? I mean, it's been a long time since the United States Supreme Court weighed in and said it's legal to have illegal aliens banned from working in your state. That came in the 1970s. We sit here today with people concerned about security. More than 10 million people never got their jobs back after the pandemic started, and the list goes on. Where do we go from here?
Well, it's very likely that this is going to be a precedent. With when the Texas Attorney General took the Biden administration to court very early and got that original temporary restraining order and now the indefinite injunction, that is a pattern that that is going to have to continue, where states, when they feel the harm, which they will, it's going to start at the border, but this is ultimately going to make its way into the interior. And so states are going to have to hold the Biden administration responsible for just enforcing the laws that exist. And that's what this Texas judge did with this injunction.
And that brings me to the point that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who you're referring to, he will be here at CPAC. He'll appear here on Saturday. So obviously, Ken Paxton, who is facing some challenges politically in Hoban, Texas, is not facing challenges from the common sense approach to border security, which I don't believe that this administration has any common sense whatsoever. It's remarkable that if I go into Canada today, the longest undefended border in the world my entire life until just recently, if I go into Canada today, I could be arrested for violating COVID protocols and sent to a camp in Canada of an undisclosed location. I mean, that's the way it works right now. If I hadn't been tested and, you know, and had proof. Yeah. But I can come across the southern border, not be tested, come from anywhere in the world, and they're going to look the other way.
Well, right now, the only thing that is stopping the tide is the Biden administration maintaining a what's called Title 42 exemption to individuals coming across the border. But that's being tested. And, Steve, my concern is that the Biden administration will simply step down from their responsibilities, whether it's keeping the country safe from a COVID-19.
They've already abdicated. Let me ask you this, because we got about 30 seconds, but I've never seen anything like this. 32, maybe it's more now, Democrat members of Congress saying Joe Biden should not have the nuclear codes. Is the next step taking him out of the office? We got 20 seconds.
Well, that's going to have to be up to...
I mean, you ever heard of such a thing?
Not their own party.
Yeah, their own party. It was one thing when Democrats went after Donald Trump. This is almost three dozen Democrats saying Joe Biden should not have the nuclear codes because nobody should have that kind of power. What they're telling me, they don't think he should have any power, is what they're telling me.
We wish they would have said that earlier.
I agree with that. Former Congressman John Hostetler from Indiana's 8th Congressional District. He is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Now, where can they find the Texas Public Policy Foundation?
TexasPolicy.com, all one word.
TexasPolicy.com. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it. Enjoy CPAC.
Thanks, Steve.
It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.